From the Barton Worley studios of Abilene Public Radio, this is ION Entertainment. Good afternoon, I'm Blaine Singletary. We've got a cavalcade of events coming up this week, so let's jump right into it. We previewed the Abilene Public Library's book sale last week. This week we're speaking with one of the co-chairs of the event who's here to tell us more.
Initially started in conducting it in a small business in Abilene, later into the Civic Center in the foyer, and it just kept growing and growing and getting larger and larger.
And we've got the lowdown on all kinds of events coming up next week, including some special tickets to give away to one of them. Also, a certain event in town that you'll be able to see yours truly a part of. All this and more coming up right after this look at this week's entertainment headlines. Nintendo is relying on Mario, zombies, and a virtual theme park, amongst other things, to build buzz for the Wii U. The Japanese gaming giant unleashed 23 games for its upcoming console that features a touchscreen controller. Among the titles announced Tuesday at the Electronic Entertainment Expo were the cooperative platform game New Super Mario Bros. U, and the amusement park themed minigame collection Nintendo Land. Nintendo Company also demonstrated the fantastical strategy sequel Pikmin 3, and a first-person undead fighting game Zombie U from Ubisoft Entertainment. The company jumped ahead of rivals Microsoft Corporation and Sony Corp to build hype at E3 by streaming an online video Sunday revealing that the touchscreen controller would be called the Wii U Gamepad. The Wii U was unveiled last year at E3. No price or release date was announced Tuesday. And finally, this week we also bid fond farewell to an internet sensation known as the Trololo Guy. Edward Kiel was a beloved Soviet crooner who won sudden international stardom 2 years ago when a 1976 video of him singing Trololo instead of the song's censored words became a global internet hit. Kiel, best known as Mr. Trololo, has died Monday at age 77. He had been hospitalized in St. Petersburg since a stroke in early April that left him with severe brain damage. Kiel was a top Soviet performer during the 1960s and the 1970s, but his star faded in the 1980s as musical tastes changed and the Soviet Union opened up to the West. In 2010, a video of him performing I Am Glad Cause I'm Finally Returning Back Home in 1976 was uploaded onto YouTube and quickly got more than 2 million hits. The music was written by well-known Soviet composer Arkady Ostrovsky, but the original lyrics were about a cowboy riding across a prairie while his sweetheart knitted stockings for him, a sentimental view of America that didn't sit well with Soviet censors during the Cold War. Kiel said in an interview that he was told to change the words if he wanted to perform the song, so he sang a vocalized version that came out sounding like... And that's all for this look at today's entertainment headlines. Stay tuned, there's more ION Entertainment on the way. From Abilene Public Radio, this is ION Entertainment. I'm Blaine Singletary. Last week, we previewed the upcoming Friends of the Abilene Public Library's annual book sale. The big event kicked off yesterday with a members-only pre-sale event, but today the sale opens to the public with a huge selection, which certainly wouldn't fit under the roof of the Abilene Public Library. Here to tell us more about this massive sale taking place under the roof of the Abilene Civic Center is Bob Milstead, a co-chair of the sale this year. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Blaine. I'm happy to be here.
This sale's been going on for quite some time. How long exactly has it been going on?
It began in 1989, so this year we have the 23rd annual book sale.
And how did this concept get started?
Well, it got started as a project from the Friends of the Abilene Public Library and an attempt as a fundraiser, and it initially started in conducting it in a small business in Abilene, later into the Civic Center in the foyer, and it just kept growing and growing and getting larger and larger. And now we occupy all of the exhibit hall of the Abilene Civic Center. You used an adjective that describes it. It's a massive undertaking.
Certainly. As you said, certainly couldn't fit underneath even the Abilene Public Library, as massive as it is in its own right. You know. And so now this is sort of the primary fundraiser of the year then for the Friends of the Abilene Public Library.
It is one of the two fundraisers, and the other fundraiser is the West Texas Book Festival that's conducted in September. And that is the other one that we have.
I see. And this is even bigger than last year. There's even, just from counting the number of boxes that all these books and cassettes and DVDs and records have come in, there's quite a substantial amount just of those.
Indeed. If you try to quantify it a little bit, there are over 100,000 items. We had over 2,200 boxes of books that have to be delivered into the Civic Center, unloaded, set out, put on tables, displayed, and that takes work and effort.
Right, and just from Monday, when a lot of this unloading began, working all through this week, because it's a lot of stuff, even just on Monday, they had around 210 boxes. They kind of lost count at around that point. Yeah,
we had 4 van loads come in from our storage place, and worked those. I've described it at other times. It's sort of like an amphibious operation, where you need to establish your beachhead and get all the material and your troops on the beach, and that's what we did. Monday, and by Monday evening, everything was under the roof. And then on Tuesday, most everything was displayed and put on the counters. So we're ready to begin. It starts this morning, as you mentioned, at 1000 hours, and it'll go from 10 to 8 today, Friday, Saturday from 10 to 6. And then a unique part of our sale is Sunday from 1 to 4. We call that Bag Day Sale. And an individual can shop, and all the books or items that he wants that he can get into a paper sack, it's a flat rate of $6 a sack.
So, wow.
And you'd be surprised what people put in sacks and can get out of it.
Yeah, certainly. And where do all these books and other media come from? Is this coming from the library? Or
a few items come from the library as they download some things from their shelves. But by far and large, it comes from people who donate books for the sale. And they take their libraries. Some are moving to other locations, and they bring their books in to donate for the book sale. Other people bring items from time to time. And a lot of books get recycled. You find somebody that buys some books today at the sale. Well, next year they've read them. Next year they'll donate them back again. So some of them make repeated trips, yes.
Wow, that's interesting, and certainly quite a turnout. You're part of the Friends of the Abilene Public Library, who is really the host of this event. What does this all go to support?
That's a good question. And last year, we raised approximately $50,000. Mm. We hope to do as well this year. So we're talking about big bucks. But it goes for the enhancement and support of our public library and its two branches. And we get excellent support from Abilene business community. And we get tremendous support from our volunteers. We couldn't do it without the volunteers, the many people that show up to unpack, sort, and move books.
Well, what do you say is the main draw of this book sale?
The draw? I think people, they want to support literacy. They believe in reading. They believe that the library is a part of the mortar that holds the bricks of a community together. And so they become enthused about it. And with each year, with continuing success and mounting success, it generates more enthusiasm. And I would suggest that that's probably a good draw, pride in the community.
Not to mention, just at a book sale like this one, there's probably tons of treasures to be found.
Yes, there are.
Well, Bob Milstead, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Blaine.
That's Bob Milstead, co-chair of the Friends of the Abilene Public Library's annual book sale taking place this weekend at the Abilene Civic Center. For more information, abilenetx.com/APL. One of the neat new developments to the modern silver screen has been the special screenings of operas and other live or otherwise unedited or barely edited content. In recent years, we've seen performances of the Metropolitan Opera, amongst other opera and theater companies, even a Prairie Home Companion, right here in the Century 12 Theaters. Next Thursday night, there's a special performance of Shakespeare's classic play, The Tempest, showing one night only at the Century 12, presented by NCM Fathom. It's a story of love versus vengeance, where a duke, cast out of power, is marooned on an island where he perfects his magic arts to create a massive storm, with the intent of bringing his enemies down. This special live performance was captured over 2 days at the Stratford Shakespeare Festival in Canada and features Academy Award-winning actor Christopher Plummer as Prospero. It's a one-night performance happening in theaters all over the country. You can catch it here at the Century 12 Theaters in Abilene this Thursday night. And if this performance has tickled your fancy, we're giving away tickets to it. That's right, we've got a pair to give away right now. Give us a call at 674-5228, and the first caller will win. And if you're in the mood for completely live entertainment, the Abilene Community Theater's last show of the season opens next Thursday night as well. It's a production of The Mousetrap, and it's a murder mystery from legendary mystery author Agatha Christie, where nothing is quite the way it seems, especially in the case of its vibrant cast of characters, made up of many faces around the Abilene community, including yours truly. We'll talk more about it next week with director Heidi Kelly and Eddie Templeton, one of the other actors in the cast of this show. Also coming up this Thursday, seems like there's a lot of things going on then, is the start of the first annual CAF Fest, short for Children's Art and Literacy Festival. It's getting going with a special Dr. Seuss-themed art walk. Seuss will be on the loose downtown at this event. KCU's Dave Smith sat down with Bird Thomas last week to tell us more about it.
Dr. Seuss and all this stuff has been planned for the better part of, I want to say, 2 years. Why and how did Dr. Seuss become such a big keystone of this summer's art walk?
Abilene is a community that prides itself on its education. And education is completely dependent on imagination. You've got to pick up a book and turn on your mind, and then you learn. So this CAF Festival is going to be an important event every year in Abilene. And we're going to do everything we can to turn on kids' imaginations with it.
That's Art Walk kicking off this year's CAF Fest. For more information about both events, center-arts.com. And that's all for today's show. Thanks for joining me, and I hope you'll join me next week as we dive into more events happening around town. ION Entertainment is a production of Abilene Public Radio and the JMC Network. The show is recorded and produced at the Barton Worley Studios in the Don Morris Building on the campus of Abilene Christian University in Abilene, Texas. As always, I'm Blaine Singletary, and as long as this non-100-degree weather holds out for a little bit longer, and even after the temperature breaks this trend, I'll have my eye on entertainment.